we didn't cave, we didn't give in, we didn't quit, we didn't give up. You know, we still had goals and dreams that we wanted to aspire to. And we knew that if we righted the direction of the train was going to still produce the results. We just had to build up its momentum and get it going again.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another installment of our episode, Investing Shorts, and I'm very excited to introduce our guest for the day, Jules McKenzie. Jules, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm thrilled to have you back on the show. And today we're going to talk about coming back from low points, overcoming obstacles, coming back from when you feel like you failed. So Jules, why don't you give us, you know, I know this is something that you've had a tremendous success with and learnings from. Tell us a bit about your experience and how you overcame those times.
So, you know, like I mentioned earlier in our previous show, I was part of the Amway business. I did read the books. I did listen to the audios. I did go to the seminars, and I did develop a dream and, you know, a passion for living. And not so much about having things, but doing things and having great experiences with my family and those that I love and my beautiful wife. So from that, I knew that this whole investing thing had to turn around eventually. There was a bit of luck. I mean, I joined the Real Estate Investment Network, which is a Canadian.
When you say this whole investing thing had to turn around, can you just give us an idea of where you were at that point?
So at that point, I'm talking about a period in our life around 2001 to 2003. So there was a good couple of years there where, you know, the investing techniques that we had previously learned were not working. We had vacant apartments out of 8 apartments we had. There was probably 5 that were vacant in need of renovation. I was out of money, out of credit, out of time, and not really sure what to do next. My mentor, Darren Weeks, invited me to one more seminar, and I went contrary to my wife's interests and got involved with an all-Canadian team of networking investors that invested on true Canadian economic fundamentals principles. So I knew that eventually, if I learned how to do this right, then I could right a lot of wrongs I had previously done in my short investing career up until this point. So we stuck it out.
What gave you that confidence?
Just knowing that at the time when Don Campbell was talking about the top 10 towns, and he said the number one area to invest in residential real estate in the province of Ontario, which we live, was Barrie, which is a 20-minute drive to the south of us, and Orillia, which is the town that we live in. And I was so hopeful that this thing was going to turn around. If I just stuck it out with time in the market, you know, made some hard decisions that had to be made, and started to invest based on economic fundamental principles.
Rather than what would you say you were investing on before you started investing based on economic fundamental principles?
I was investing on trying to scam the seller out of their equity. So if they had a property that was a bit run down for $110,000, I was trying to buy that property for $55,000. Mm-hmm. Trying to shortchange somebody, or, you know, getting to the closing table, if you will, on closing day and saying, well, I originally was going to buy it for $110,000, but now I'm just buying it for $85,000, take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I didn't want to do that. I don't want to do that. That's not me. That's not, you know, when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And yeah. I wanted to invest based on integrity instead of tricks. And
I guess it sounds like that's what you had been taught by certain people or whatnot.
Yeah, essentially I was. And, you know, it didn't line up with our core values, you know, so we got out of that. And joining Rain was the best decision that we ever made. I'm still a Rain member today. We just had our real estate summit earlier, a couple weeks ago. And,
if you were to kind of break down what it took for you to kind of come out of a low point of that part of your life, like from a mental standpoint, like it's great that you joined Oregon Rain. You know, how did you mentally kind of overcome that point?
So it was a lot of perseverance, mm-hmm. a lot of persistent effort, sticking with it. You know, my belief in God, having faith that things happen for a reason, and reading a lot of books.
Yeah.
So I continue to have the habit of reading. You know, I could give you a laundry list of a lot of books that helps me to keep this thing in line and in order.
Yeah. But
that's how I do it, you know?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it can kind of take a lot to kind of go in a new direction and still have faith that like the overall business works.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
What would you say set, I mean, you already mentioned some things, but what would you say set you apart from someone else who might have been in that position and like just ended up giving up or not continuing on that path?
Well, that's just it. We didn't cave. We didn't give in. We didn't quit. We didn't give up. You know,
yeah.
We still had goals and dreams that we wanted to aspire to. And we knew that if we righted the direction of the train, the mm-hmm. train was going to still produce the results. We just had to build up its momentum and get it going again.
Yeah.
You will allow me to use that analogy.
Yeah, no, I love that. Yeah, absolutely. Well, so what are some of the books? I mean, I know we can't go into detail on all of them today, but what are some of the books that you use to keep it, you know, right up here?
So there's a book that I read probably every couple of years. It's Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Napoleon Hill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, occasionally I'll go back to Don Campbell's book, Real Estate Invested in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But I think out of Robert Kiyosaki's books, the one that really intrigued me and gave me the notion that I could invest and continue to do my job as a police officer was The Cash Flow Quadrant. Now, that book talks about the cash flow quadrant, the E, the S, the B, and the I. So the employee, the self-employed person, the business owner, and the investor. And in the book, it talks about how you can maintain your daytime job and, you know, take a little trip over to the investor side and spend some time in that quadrant investing. And that's what I was doing. Although I didn't really know it, that's what I was doing. I was keeping my job. And then when I was done, I would go work on a property or rent out a property or, you know, meet an investor and raise capital. I was doing those things in the investor quadrant. And those lessons have really stuck with me.
Yes, that's a very powerful book, two very powerful and classic books. And it's great that you reread Think and Grow Rich. I mean, there's so much in that book to just continue to absorb and incorporate into our life. And there's, you know, always more to glean there. So, well, awesome. Thank you so much, Jules, for explaining a little bit about how you came back from, you know, a low point in your journey and just the perseverance. I mean, we all are going to hit bumps in the road and we're all going to have failure at some point. If you're not experiencing those things, then you're probably not trying hard enough to grow. You know, it's just part of growing is hitting those low points and then coming back from them, right? And we actually, in the end, someone said this, you learn to be grateful for those low experiences and those mistakes because it teaches you so much about the world and how you want to be in the world. And like truly, those low points become some of the most valuable lessons that we learn along the way. So thanks so much for eloquently sharing about your amazing journey. Jules, please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah. So as I mentioned before, my social media on Facebook and LinkedIn, it's just by my name, Jules McKenzie. So my name spelled J-U-L-E-S My last name is spelled M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. I'm on Instagram. My Instagram handle remains at M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.J-U-L-E-S. So my last name first, my first name last. And then on my Instagram, it's mostly my CrossFit show off workout videos and a little bit of real estate, not too much. But on my Twitter, and I'm an old guy, so I still love the Twitter handle. My Twitter handle is at Mr. Jules McKenzie, spelt the sign at M-R-J-U-L-E-S-M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. And I do respond to questions and I do share a lot of articles, but they're mostly related to our geographical area up here.
Awesome. Yeah, great. Well, I hope you guys check out Jules's information and stuff that he has on social media. Jules, thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing your story. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.